You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage, heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. This program may contain adult themes and nudity, and you can never go wrong with that. Speaking of always being right, views expressed on this program are those of life-experienced mechanics. Continued listening may cause addiction and, in rare cases, a rash. Discretion is advised. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Nice. Okay, Al, give it!
Yeehaw!
Hey, hello everybody, it's Dave's Corner Garage, and we're coming to you live and somewhat clear from the big smoke down here. And we've got a great show again. Every day I say we have a great show. One day we'll do a lousy show and you'll see.
It's a good thing we don't have big smoke, though, eh? Like out west?
No, don't say that. I heard the smoke went into the jet stream, and when we were out at the racetrack,
right,
you could actually see it.
Well, it's funny. The other day I was looking downtown from the parkway, and it seemed foggy. Or
yeah.
I didn't know if it was fog or smoke. I wasn't sure.
I wouldn't want to be living in Alberta right now because they're just covered in it. So that's terrible. Anyways, we're not, so let's talk what's going on down here. Fred DeFrancesco, he's joining us. He's our insurance guy. I know Freddie since like 1981, I think it is.
That's 1918.
Well, that's the one. Okay. Freddie is in the insurance industry for 40 years. He's currently a consultant for the National Insurance Brokerage. And if you have an insurance question such as driving your car down to Florida without insurance or renting a car, Freddie's the guy who's got the answers, plus some other interesting things that we're going to talk about, which even I didn't know, which is not hard, by the way. Mike Wilson, he's with Latin Insurance. Mike is over in Oshawa. There's a car fest going on next week, and they're going to be down there. So we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
There's some great cars in that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a couple of great builders, they're going to be down there.
Mark in your calendar, too, August 25th.
Rob McLeish, he was on with us a couple of weeks ago. This is the Concours d'Elegance.
Oui, monsieur, that's very well said.
Okay. So Rob's going to be talking about what's going on there and some of the classes they're having. I didn't know that it was...
Classes?
They're going to teach you about the classic car business, what to get involved with, how to get started into it, the evolution of car design. They've got some speakers there, and it's all free.
Wow.
So free is good.
That's up in Georgian Bay, eh? Cobble Beach?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I like free with maybe $10 extra for coffee or something. So we're going to be doing that. Plus, we're going to be announcing a new contest. You're going to love this.
Did you hurt that yourself doing that or what?
Did you know where we're going? Where are we going?
We are going to the Mayan Riviera.
Cool.
In Mexico.
Yes.
And it's going to be a great trip.
It's going to be fun.
That was the French accent.
That's right. It's the French. It's the French Mayan Riviera. And as Pierre Sellers would say, a fart in your general direction.
Actually, I've been down there. It's absolutely phenomenal. We're going to fly you down. We're going to buy you some hotel room space. And we'll fly you home. So,
two of your favorite gringos can win a trip.
See, and you get a Corona for breakfast, a Corona for lunch.
Do you know why they put the lime in the bottle?
Why?
To keep the flies out.
Okay, let's get out of here.
It's true, it's true. I don't make this stuff up. This is Dave's Corner Garage. You got a car care question? Give us a call right now.
Si, andiamo.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. And just so you're not tuning into the wrong radio station, you're not in Mexico right now. But you could be
soon. Paris.
Famous Mexican, Speedy Gonzalez.
Yes.
I think that's it. That's all I know.
And Chapo. A little guy named Chapo.
Well, there we go. Freddie's with us, Fred DeFrancesco. And, you know, I want to talk first about some of the rumors that we were talking about earlier. And one says that a car color will affect insurance rate. That's a real great story.
Well, you know, it's true, Dave, because if you're driving a pink car, everyone will want to hit you.
Yeah, I think so.
No, it is just a rumor, of course. It's a myth. There's no such thing. Insurance rates are not based on the color of your vehicle.
No. So what does base insurance rates? Where you live? type of car you have.
Your location. There's many factors. Keep in mind this insurance policy is broken down to in many areas, of course. If someone steals your car, an insurance company, of course, has to pay out its full value. That comprehensive portion of the policy is rated based on the value of your vehicle. Obviously, a Mercedes is going to pay a little more for comprehensive than, we'll say, a lower-cost automobile. When it comes to collision, it comes down to the value to repair that vehicle, the cost of the parts, and so on and so forth. And once again, every vehicle has a fingerprint out there, and that fingerprint basically is made up of value of the parts, theftability, cost to repair, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I hear sometimes people talk about how they've moved, okay, from one part of town to another, and all of a sudden their insurance went up. How come?
Well, I'm going to tell you how this started at one time, Alan, and that was in our policy we have something called the statutory accident benefits. They were being abused a number of years ago, and I'm going back 20 years here.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were being abused, they started pocketing areas of the GTA and the province of where the abuse was occurring.
Okay.
And they created this postal code rating system.
Right.
Eventually, the insurance companies, I guess along with Fisco, decided to maintain this postal code for the entire rating of the policy.
Okay.
And I think it's gotten a little out of hand right now.
Hmm. Now, a lot of us are starting to plan to go down south again. I know we're planning to drive down, leave the car there for the season, and then drive back in the spring. So how does it work with a Canadian car traveling in the U.S.? Say something happens to the vehicle or somebody gets hurt.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that your Canadian policy, along with American policies as well, have a territorial limit. That territorial limit of coverage says you're good in Canada, the U.S., and if you're on a vessel going from one port to another between the two countries. When you're driving in the States, it's the same as if you were driving here in Canada, basically. So you've got complete protection. The only thing you've got to be careful with, David, is that when you're driving down into the States and you've got your family with you and you're involved in a motor vehicle accident, there's two consequences. A, you're at fault. B, you're not at fault. Now, if you are at fault, you have to rely on your Canadian accident benefits. And, you know, you're looking at $60,000, $65,000 is all you've got Canadian. You end up in an American hospital, it's going to cost you a few bucks. And remember, you were at fault in the accident. There's no recovery from anywhere else down there. So I strongly recommend that if anyone is going to drive down into the United States, get yourself a travel accident policy.
Okay, besides Florida, though, all right, besides Florida, if for people who are traveling overseas, like to Spain or to Italy, or they're going down to Mexico, and ever started traveling out of the country, but especially to Europe, like we rented a car over in Europe, do you have to take insurance policies out there? Or will your insurance here cover yourself over there?
Yeah, as I said earlier, the territorial limits of our policy is Canada, U.S., and ports, too.
Mm.
Not outside that. So the minute you get outside, shall we say, Canada or the United States, you have to rely on their insurance.
Sorry, just a bit of explanation. You're talking about this extra benefits. You're talking about medical benefits, not necessarily the car repair benefit.
We're talking about medical. As far as the car is concerned, you're covered in the U.S. as if you were covered here in Canada. So if you've got collision coverage, Alan, and you're involved in a collision in the mm-hmm. U.S., your Canadian company, of course, will repair that.
But like you say, the limitation on your health plan was at $65,000, for example.
The medical rehabilitation costs, yes.
Right, so that's why you need this extra coverage.
Absolutely. If you're at fault. Now, let's assume you're not at fault.
Right.
You say, well, okay, I've got a case against the guilty party in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at some of the limits in some of the states, $20,000, $25,000, you could sue them right into the ground, and the best you're going to get is $30,000 U.S. That's not going
to
help you.
In Florida, you told me to register my car in Florida, which I did. I bought a car down there, registered it. They were selling me $50,000 of liability insurance.
Yeah.
And I'm going, huh? So I bought $1 million worth of liability insurance, and it cost me like $300.
Yeah, but a lot of Americans don't do that. They're not as conscious about liability insurance as we are here in Canada.
No, well, so but their hospital costs are outrageous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is why you, as a Canadian, if you're going to drive down there, make sure that you've got either a group health policy with the firm you're working for, yeah, or purchase travel insurance. It's the best investment you're
going
to
make. And also, if you hire a company to drive your car down to Florida, down to Arizona, California, you got to be. We should talk about that maybe later on in the hour. What kind of insurance do you have to have? Are they covered? Or is it you that have to be covered?
So no, that's kind of cool. They will have a policy called non-owned, but your policy becomes primary as the owner of that
automobile. Because a lot of people do that.
Sounds like the F factor to me.
As usual.
And we'll leave it there before we really get into trouble again. Don't
F
forget.
Is for Freddie.
All right, this is Dave's Corner
Garage.
What do you
think? I've heard that many times.
Or Ford.
I get Freddie many times.
And there is a great show coming up in about a week's time down in Oshawa.
Yep.
If you love classic cars, you want to hear more about this. It's called AutoFest. We'll be talking to Mike Wilson from Lent right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stay with us. Get your motor running. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and as we said, a lot's going on in the province for the balance of the summer, which we're going to have a long one, I hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of them is AutoFest coming up down in Oshawa. Turn over to you, Dave.
You know, I used to love those commercials where they go, Sunday, 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 AutoFest, 25 years. Mike, how are you?
I love that introduction.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. How you guys doing this morning?
We got muscle. We got tuners. We got old school reunion. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Like this sounds like a traditional car show.
Hey, it definitely is. And like you said, they're celebrating a long history right now. Motor City Car Club, who puts it on, they've been around for a long, long time. But this show, AutoFest National, they're celebrating the 25th anniversary this year. So it's shaping up to be a pretty big event this year.
And they've got, if people that don't know in the industry, one of the best builders are the Ring Brothers, and they're going to be coming.
They're coming. You can meet them, get autographs, pictures. They've got a lot of stuff going on. Like these guys, they give away, I think I was told that there's going to be about 5,000 in cash prizes given out throughout the weekend.
Mm-hmm. So this is the cars that are being judged for specific areas.
Yes, they've got specific categories for the awards, and they actually, like, their awards ceremony is about, I would say, probably an hour long. They've got a lot of categories, a lot of prizes, and there's always some cool cars that, you know, end up taking the championships on that.
So, Mike, quickly, what are the different categories of vehicles?
Well, they've obviously got the modern collectibles, the hot rods, best truck, best GM. There's so many different categories. You basically best bet to see everything is go on their website.
Okay.
AutoFestNationals.ca, I believe. They've got a whole listing there.
Now, you're sponsoring a cruise.
We are, yes. Yeah. So tomorrow night, which is actually what I'm gearing up for right now, we are doing a Lant appreciation night with the Over and Under Car Club in Brampton. So they'll probably pull out 250 cars.
Wow.
Great mix. There's late modern collectibles there, antiques, hot rods, muscle cars, some tuners. Just about anything and everything shows up to this. So it's a pretty cool event.
So where is this going on? The cruise, where's the start?
Yeah, so it's in Brampton at the Walmart there. Well, there's a Walmart Canadian Tire. It's in their plaza. And it's put on by the Over and Under Car Club, which we've actually, if you go onto our website, we've got this whole event, the venue and everything, contact information if you need to reach out to the club themselves. But if you go onto lantinsurance.ca, we've got a nice big spread on there about tonight, or tomorrow, I should say, Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Remember those commercials? I love those commercials.
Cayuga.
Love it.
Yeah, it was Cayuga.
Nitro burning funny cars.
So if you,
Jet cars.
Okay. Mike, have you got your eyes set on one particular car that you know that's going to be available next weekend?
You know what?
It's an hour show. Just give us one car.
One car?
Yeah.
The wife's car.
You're really putting me on the spot.
Why not?
I don't want to say.
All right. You've also got a contest. You're sending somebody to Barrett Jackson.
We are. We actually just pulled our early bird draw, and we're sending two lucky folks from the Durham region to Vegas this actually next month, September, for the Barrett Jackson then. But our grand prize VIP package, we are going to be sending two lucky individuals to Scottsdale, Arizona next January.
Cool.
To beat the winner.
You know, if you don't know about Barrett Jackson, not just do they sell cars, it's like a show. You can actually go touch the cars. There's events where they put you into a fast Mustang or a fast Challenger, take you around the track, make you throw up. It's like really...
Did you pass the bagels now? I feel much better.
It's good. Really something. It's a complete event.
It's quite the event. Like you said, it's an auction. There's a corral. There's a car show, and then there's vendors and so many other activities that you can do.
Yeah.
It really is. If you're an enthusiast or a hobbyist, you have to put this on the bucket list.
Anybody listening right now can get a chance at winning this thing.
Well, there are a lot of entries, a way that you can enter a draw. Basically, it's a refer-a-friend contest. So okay. If you refer a friend to get a quote, they don't have to sign up. Just basically get a quote, and your name goes in. Their name goes in for a gas card. If you do any kind of likes on Facebook, Instagram, you do a Google review, a Facebook review, call and review the value of your vehicle, set yourself up on an automatic payment for your renewal. There's so many different ways.
Everybody's a winner.
Everybody's a winner.
Great.
Alrighty. So it's landinsurance.ca. L-A-N-T. That's pretty simple. Get on the site.
Insurance.ca. Go on online and you can see all of the details there.
So you're going to be away this weekend and next weekend.
You betcha. We've got a busy couple weeks coming up.
So nobody's home.
Nobody's home.
Easy. Easy.
There's a joke about that.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. This weekend.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, Mike. All righty. When we come back, we've got some phone calls to take care of.
All right. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Okay, I saw that. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we thank everybody for waiting for so long, and we're going to get to some calls right now because the line, they are full.
By the way, if you go to davescornergarage.com, click on live, you can probably see it streaming us.
You can see Al standing up over Dave with his gut in the camera.
Sorry, I'm looking at the screen here, okay? We're going to go now to line one. We're going to talk to Bruce in Goodwood, who's driving an 08 Caravan. What's wrong with your Caravan, Bruce?
The last 3 weeks. Very intermittently, when I stop at a stop sign, the van will just shut off.
Okay.
There's no other indication of any problem.
Does it fire right up after?
Oh, right away, instantly.
And what's the mileage on it?
About 150,000 clicks.
Well, have you had a tune-up?
Oh, yeah.
And have you taken it back to your mechanic to ask him what the heck's going on?
Well, I went back and talked to him, and he said the only thing to do is leave it there.
Right.
And he'd have to drive it around for a day. You know, but...
To see what happens, eh?
Yeah.
So like the engine light's not on, he's checked for codes, there's nothing there?
Nothing there. And this may only happen every 3, 4, or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then it may happen twice in one day.
Well, those older Caravans had EGR problems where the exhaust gas recirculation valve would stick open. And generally how that happens is you're driving along at a steady speed, you take your foot off the gas to slow down, and then it doesn't close, and then the engine stumbles and stalls. He may want to look at that first. Dave, you got any thoughts?
No, I think you're absolutely right. Or that the intake system is actually dirty.
Exactly.
And needs to be cleaned. So I think it's a good idea to leave it with the guy and maybe get a loaner or arrange a rental car, because it's going to be frustrating, especially when we get to the winter and this is happening. So, no, this is something you must take care of.
Definitely. Exactly. And you're going to want to just mention to your mechanic as well that if you haven't had the throttle body cleaned on this thing in a long time, it's probably a good idea to have that done.
Yeah.
The throttle body. Throttle body.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, Bruce, thanks for calling.
Thanks for holding on. Thanks for calling. All right. Dakota.
George in Scarberia has got a brake problem.
We're not supposed to say Scarberia.
I've got a 2000 Dodge Dakota with 65,000 kilometers on it.
Uh-huh.
And I had the brakes done.
Right.
Because one wheel was locking up.
Yeah.
And it still had the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just driving 30 clicks and put your foot on the brake, it don't lock up. But if you're on the Don Valley or on the Gardner and the traffic stops, and you push the brake hard, It's you got four wheel brakes on one.
Now, which one is locking up?
On the left rear.
The left rear.
Yeah, and it's got shoes on the back and discs on the front.
Okay. And that left rear wheel locks up all the time. You don't have any lock brakes on that car?
We don't have any what?
Any lock brakes, ABS brakes?
Oh, yeah, there's ABS on it.
It's weird that it doesn't kick in or do something, or maybe it's coming in when it shouldn't be.
Well, you know what I did? After I took it back to the dealer,
uh-huh.
And they readjusted the brakes and said it was okay. But I took the guy out that worked on the truck, and he says, well, that's not normal driving, what I did. Like, I got in behind the wheel, give it the boot, and put the foot on the brake, then it locked up. And he says, that's not, normal driving. I said, well, you get on the Don Valley and try that, man, mm-hmm. and see what happens if the traffic stops.
You know what? I'm thinking that maybe you've got a collapsing brake line in one of the other brake systems. I've had situations where...
Yeah, but they replaced the shoes and everything on the...
No. I'm talking about the actual brake lines.
The hose themselves.
The hoses.
Where the brake fluid goes through.
Yeah. All right. Now,
say that again.
The rubber hose that connects the metal line to the brake system. All right. There has to be movement in the axle, so there's a rubber hose there.
Yeah.
It's very likely that is collapsing.
It's blocked?
Could be, yes. So
what on the right rear?
On the one that's not locking up.
On the right rear, so you're just getting brake on the left rear.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so they should actually do a check of pressure on each one of those lines and see what you got. It's either that or there's also a regulator valve in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a pressure relief valve that operates the braking system. But spend more time with it. I mean, you have to get this resolved.
I would take it back to the guy that did it for you, and if they're not willing to do that, I would get another opinion. Because the other thing I've seen in the last number of years is a lot of the young kids, they're not used to drum brakes. And we've seen where people put on shoes backwards,
you know,
could be something wrong like that.
Yeah, or it could be contamination on the actual shoes. Maybe a leaking axle has dropped a little oil on it.
They don't find that when they take the two drums off and look inside, they don't find one's a little bit greasier or shinier than the other?
No.
Okay.
I took them off myself to have a look.
Okay.
And what I did was I kept backing up until the brakes, they're automatic
setup.
Mm-hmm. Until they were tight, and I pulled the left rear and I backed it off about 2-3 turns, thinking maybe it was grabbing too soon. It didn't make a bit of difference.
No, I think it's a hydraulic issue.
Okay, thanks very much.
It's all right. No, it's a hydraulic issue.
Okay.
Alrighty. You know, that's actually I just thought of something. They're wired crosswise, right? So it's left front to right rear, and it's right front to left rear.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in that system where he's got a pressure release problem.
I wonder if they just did the rears or if they did the fronts as well.
Who knows?
Maybe the mechanic's dyslexic.
Could happen.
Could have happened.
No, it's a Dakota.
I should.
Oh, that's true. How foolish of me.
Happen could.
It could happen. Okay, next up is Dave's Corner Garage. We've got lots of phone lines that we want to get to before the hour's up. And don't forget, any questions you have about insurance, Freddie DeFrancesco is in with us for the entire hour. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Manuel, Al, you want to take us out in Mexican Spanish?
Well, I got my zapatos on right now.
Okay. So
it's the same word in Spanish, like shoes and brake shoes.
Is it really?
Same thing. Absolutely.
So take us out. I want to see you do it. Take us out in Spanish.
In Spanish.
Hasta
la vista, baby. We'll be back in just a minute.
That's good. Pass the Corona. You're fine. Andiamo. Welcome Alrighty. Back to Dave's Corner Garage, and we've got more things going on with car shows all over the province, especially one coming up in the middle of September. Dave Camera 42 with your brand new shirt.
September 15th and 16th, we're going to go to Cobble Beach for the Concours d'Elegance. I noticed the script has changed when they say Concours. And we're with Rob. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys?
Great. Absolutely great. So this is actually a golf course that you've decided to utilize for a better use.
It is a golf course, and it really helps to shine and highlight the beauty of the automobiles. And we just had an announcement literally 5 minutes ago that GM is sending four concept cars from back in the early, probably 30s, because we're celebrating 100 years of GM in Canada this year.
Wow. That's true. It actually started with Buick.
It started with the McLaughlin Carriage Company, and yeah. my wife is a great-granddaughter of George McLaughlin, who and Sam and George were the founders of the McLaughlin
Fascinating.
Automotive Company.
Yeah. Fascinating. You know, my brother used to work for GM, and they considered the Buick more prestigious than the Cadillac.
Really?
Here in Canada, yes, because the company started with Buick.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that was the first joint venture item. It was a McLaughlin Buick in 1908.
Unbelievable. So tell us about, you've also got, besides the cars on the lawn, you've got seminars going on.
We've got all kinds of neat things going on. On Saturday, and no charge, we have two seminars, one starting at 2 called How to Sink or Swim at Classic Car Auctions, and at 3:15 we have the Evolution of Automotive Design at GM in Canada. And one of the key designers from General Motors U.S., who was responsible for the XLR, the Evoque, and the current Cadillac, particularly the CTS-V, is going to be the lead speaker on that panel, which will be really fun.
Now, this is on the Saturday, right?
That's on the Saturday afternoon. The Concours itself is on the Sunday, but because we have so many people have made all the effort to get there, we try and have it as a couple-day exercise. But if you're there just to see the cars, the really special cars, about 110 of them, then you come on the Sunday, on the 16th.
Is there actually an auction as well? Is there an auction as well?
There is no auction. We do not have an auction.
That's next year. Next year he'll get an auction going.
You know what? The problem is a lot of the Canadian cars go south of the border. Barrett Jackson's one of our sponsors. RM is one of our sponsors.
Yes.
So they're very sensitive to it, but there's not enough of a market up here to do a really good one.
I know.
And Dan Spendick does a great one at Classic Car Auctions in Toronto.
And the biggest problem is the Americans get a 30% boost in the money. So
exactly.
Yeah, so they really take a hit. It's a problem. Now, the other thing was, we were talking about, this is a two-day event, but there's not a lot of hotel rooms near you. You have to actually go about 10 or 15 miles away from the event to find it.
And that's not a problem. What we find at Pebble Beach, people will travel for two and a half hours easily to hotels in the area. And in Cobble Beach, there are 3,500 rooms, hotel rooms, within 1 hour of Cobble Beach.
Wow, okay.
But that includes, obviously, Blue Mountain, Collingwood, and it includes Southampton, Port Elgin, Kincardine. Those ones, Southampton and Port Elgin, are about 35 minutes away from Cobble, but there are still lots of rooms if you look carefully. If you look purely in Owen Sound, you'll have a tough time. Mm. You might get lucky because we always have a couple in our back pocket, particularly for participants that forget to book until the last minute. But it's not that tough if you look.
Sixth annual Cobble Beach Concours. So is it growing every year?
It's growing every year. The first year we had about 3,000 people there. Last year we had 7,500.
Wow.
It's a ton of fun. We have classic car ride and drives both days, and they are no charge. They're presented by Hagerty. And the cars that we have, listen, gentlemen, this is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
61 Impala bubble top.
Ooh.
A 65 Mustang 289.
Mm-hmm.
Just to stop you right there, they just built the 10 millionth Mustang.
Yeah.
Just built it.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
The Bullitt car came out this year again, too. They finally found the Bullitt, the original Steve McQueen Bullitt car.
Yes. Yes.
And we have a 67 Chevelle 396, an SS 396 four-speed, and a 69 Camaro Pace car for driving.
Now, these cars... So the general public can come up and drive these things or just get a ride in them?
No, you can actually drive them.
Oh, cool.
That's the whole point. That's why it's called a ride and drive.
And it's CL?
It's called a ride and drive, so I thought you were getting a ride.
You can get your
You can get to drive it.
Al's going to come up there. He's going to put his Steve McQueen jacket on, and he's going to try and get over that fence for the final time.
And I'm going to put the pedal to the metal so we get some rubber happening.
I want to see the Chrysler with 7 hubcaps.
I know.
In the movie, every time the thing turns, a hubcap comes off. And then the next scene is back on the car.
Listen, Rob, thanks for taking the time. And if people want to get more information on the show that's coming up in the middle of September, what's the website they can go to?
Go to Cobble Beach, Cobble Beach Concours, CONCOURS.com.
Beautiful. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you maybe before the event takes place.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Thank you so much.
Lots of calls to get to, and also some interesting perspectives on insurance if you're getting somebody to drive your car down to the south. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
shout out to the Hot Rod in Richmond Hill and the van down by the Don River. You can post your question or comment anytime at davescornergarage.com. To speak with Dave and Alan on Zoomer Radio, call 416-360-0740 or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
If it's true that Salen all-season tires deliver a quiet and smooth ride and maximum tread life for around half the cost of the competition's tire, then shouldn't everyone be switching to Salen all-season tires? You'd think so. Then again, not everyone is as smart as you. Take Salen with you through every turn. Find a dealer at salentires.ca and drive smart on Salen all-season tires.
It's a fact. The costs of driving a car are on the rise. Having your vehicle treated at Crown every year will put money back in your pocket. An annual treatment from Crown Rust Control helps your vehicle to look better, last longer, and maintain a higher resale value. Crown even helps reduce maintenance costs. How about that? With Crown, it's money saved, not money spent. For more information, visit crownwithak.com. Crown. Protect. Maintain. Save.
Notice anything different at lentinsurance.ca? We've rebranded to better encapsulate everything that has driven us for the past 40 years. We've also redesigned our website for content and function, so it's easier for you to navigate and find information. And have you met our new online quoting assistant, Mia? Yes, a lot has changed, but our mission remains the same, providing specialized collector car insurance that's crafted for collector car enthusiasts like you. Lantinsurance.ca, driven by passion.
You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage, brought to you in part by Lant Insurance. Get a quote now at lantinsurance.ca. Coverage designed for the unique needs of classic car collectors in Ontario.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We have lots of calls and we'll get to you, so be patient. Dave with his new shirt. It's nice, Al, isn't it?
Nice shirt.
Yeah, beautiful shirt.
Yeah, not bad. $3. Okay.
For two?
Just a couple announcements I do want to do before we get on
do
with
wanna
the show.
Do want to do? Do want to do? Do you want to do it?
How can I fly like an eagle? All right. Amic has sent me a note that says,
yes.
If you're buying a car, you should take a picture of the ad and walk into the dealership with a picture of the ad because of all-in pricing.
Right.
So they're seeing guys are got the advertising, walk in, and they get a different price on the floor. So now they're pushing this in all kinds of different languages.
That's a good idea.
So according to John Carmichael, this is the CEO and registrar of Umvic, take a picture of the ad so when you walk in, you can go, ha, here it is.
Well, if it's a printed ad, you could bring the paper, couldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Tesla is suing the Ontario government because the Ontario government is stopping the electric car rebates.
Not so, fairly. That's the problem.
Well, that's what they're saying, right? Mm-hmm. Mind you, the fact that they're selling cars for $150,000.
No, but it's, I think, on the three as well.
I don't know, but the problem is that they relied on this because their pricing is high.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you haven't got if you're buying an EV and you haven't been delivered by this September the 10th, you are out of luck. That wasn't my... It was somebody else's. Speaking of which, Tesla is talking about selling off to the Saudis,
mm-hmm.
buying the company, going private so that the SEC won't be investigating him anymore about moving the stock without permission.
And if you want to read a great article about Musk, who's underneath ridiculous pressure, there's a great article in the New York Times from Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go to newyorktimes.com and check it out.
Now, car companies sell cars, but they also sell services, and they sell parts, and they sell all kinds of other things. How much money do you think Ferrari makes on every car it builds?
Al?
On the actual car?
No, as a company. So you remember, they sell 4,000 cars, let's say,
mm-hmm.
right? Ferrari makes $100,000 profit on every car they sell.
Ah, but are they happy?
I don't
Well, how much does the car cost?
Car is like $200,000. So but they have all this other stuff. I mean, the branding, they sell the image.
Financing.
Well, not just that, but the Ferrari logo on hats, clothing, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. For example, Maserati only makes $7,000 per car after taxes.
God, poor things.
Poor things. You want to hear poor things? Jaguar Land Rover squeaks by at $1,200 per car. Nobody buys their shirts.
There you go.
Okay, let's go. We were going to ask Freddie about shipping a car down south.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are listening right now who will hire a company to take their car wherever, Florida, Arizona, mm-hmm. Boston. Freddie, what should they should be looking out for?
Well, they shouldn't be. They want to make sure, first of all, that the company that's shipping their vehicle, now it can be driven or is it shipped on a flatbed?
Let's say it's driven.
Either way, you should make sure that the company that's doing it does have insurance. They'll have what's called a non-owned automobile insurance policy with a proper endorsement on it in the event that the car was to get damaged if it happens to be on a flatbed. But if you're giving your vehicle to an individual or to a company that uses drivers to drive your vehicle down to Florida and what have you, your policy will become primary. If they get involved in an accident, it's your policy here in Ontario that's going to defend them. It's your policy here in Ontario okay. that's going to pay for the collision damages and so on and so forth.
Isn't that called a Bailey law?
It's not a Bailey law. It's basically in the Insurance Act, David, that your owner's policy is always primary.
Always primary.
I give you my car to drive and you're involved in an accident, my policy responds. You will have backup on yours.
Question. So the drive-away service happens to
find this flaky guy who has an at-fault accident. That's going to affect your own insurance.
No, it won't, because normally, if I lend you my car, Alan,
right.
I'm not disclosing the fact that I'm letting you drive my car for an hour or two or for a day or two.
Right.
And my policy quite simply says this, that anyone who drives with consent
right.
becomes an insured to my policy.
Well, right. So like I'm saying, so let's say the guy does something really stupid and with your car... and your insurance company has to pay for that, you know, negligence on his part.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make your rate go up the following year.
Well, it'll be an at-fault accident right. on your policy, but it's no different than if you let your child drive the vehicle and that child gets involved in a motor vehicle accident. It's still going to come back to
That'll
you.
Be fun when it happens halfway to Scottsdale.
So, but some of these policies give you forgiveness. You know, like the first ones are free.
Well, not necessarily, Dave. I mean, there's legislation in place right now, depending on the size of the claim, as far as forgiveness is concerned. Some insurance companies sell an endorsement that say, well, you know, we're not going to increase your premiums to get involved in that fault accident. But the premiums go up anyways because we've had a general rate increase over the year.
Yeah, okay. I've been there.
I would
been
forgive
there,
you.
Done that.
I would forgive you, Dave.
Okay.
All right, we got Doug in St. Catharines on the line for an awful long time. We're going to get to his call right after this break.
Waste not, want not. Dave's Corner Garage, more calls. Let's get to it right now.
All right, ding, 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 ding. Doug has pulled up to the pumps, and he's in St. Catharines. Doug, you got a coolant problem. What kind of coolant problem?
Okay, I have a 14 Chevrolet Sonic.
Uh-huh.
And on a hot, humid afternoon earlier this week, I was waiting with the engine idling for my wife.
Uh-huh.
And it was idling for about 10 minutes, and the air conditioner quit.
Okay.
I drove about a block, and there was the high coolant temperature then came in.
Right.
And there was a garage right there, so I pulled into it, left the car there, and picked it up the next day.
Oh, right.
He said a resistor in the coolant electrical circuit had failed.
Mm-hmm.
And to replace this resistor, I needed to replace the whole cooling assembly at $321 plus labor.
Okay.
But he said that it was not necessary to replace that resistor. And so he replaced it with a straight wire. In other words, he jumpered it. The fuse had also blown, and he had replaced that. What's your second opinion? What's your opinion?
Are you getting any check engine lights on, like, right now?
No.
No. See, I would have assumed it was the coolant temperature sensor that had failed, because we do see that. As a matter of fact, we had a cruise in the other day where, same thing, the guy was coming to work, and the air conditioner quit. But the temperature gauge was erratic. So I'm not even sure, to be honest with you, to be as far as what you're talking about.
My opinion is that it needs a resistor.
It is, but to get the resistor, you have to put the whole coolant electrical system.
Maybe you can find it in the aftermarket a comparable resistor. You know, I mean, a resistor is a resistor. It's just a matter of the load.
That's correct, but it's not available.
No, go to an electrical shop or something.
I did.
They didn't have it?
No. He says that the only way you can do it is to replace the whole coolant.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because manufacturers are very, very tight when it comes to spending money on a car. If you save a buck a car, you do a million cars. That's significant money.
Oh,
so,
I have.
So the resistor's in the system. It's probably there for a reason.
I got an option.
Oh, here we go.
A used one. Try a recycling yard. How about that?
They tried it, but they could not get an aftermarket or a recycled
one. Okay, I can help you there. Go to car-parts.com. Okay?
Right.
Car-parts.com. That is every auto wrecker in North America. So you will find it because there's probably a ton of Sonics that have been wiped out. Right, so you'll find that pretty easy. Car-parts, fill in Canada, and you'll find the stuff. I always find everything in there. You cannot go wrong.
There you go.
All righty, good.
Yeah, because we deal with a big company, and they'll bring stuff up from the States. And,
yeah.
You know, because the courier business now is so good, the package business.
You get it next day.
Next day, or, you know.
What about Napa? What if you went to just Napa Auto Parts?
You can check that, too.
Yeah.
But they're not going to have used parts, though. That's the problem.
All right, so let's talk about another Doug. We've got Doug is talking about how good is an Econoline engine after a lot of use.
Hi there. Hi, guys. Doug here.
Yeah.
I'm about to buy a 1989 34-foot Class C motorhome, and it's got 120,000 on the odometer. My first question is, being manufactured in 89 in the States, is that going to be kilometers or miles?
Most likely miles.
Yeah, miles, yeah.
I thought so. My second question is, this could save my marriage on this one.
Uh-oh.
My wife is ragging me because she says, Doug, a 1989 Ford Econo 350 engine with 120,000 clicks on it, how much life has it still got?
Hopefully more than your marriage.
Well, what's your wife?
I like that.
Actually, it should be pretty good.
I just asked the wife, what's the right answer, honey? just tell me what the right answer is, and then I'll just give you that. It depends on how the thing was maintained. You know, being a motorhome, you know, were the coolants changed? Were the fluids?
Yeah, but it's all highway driving.
Right.
Yeah. Is that a good engine to begin with?
Yeah, it wasn't really a problem engine at all.
No, yeah.
Okay, so I probably can get parts all over North America. I want to take it to Florida. And that's, I want to make sure she goes with me.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't you get somebody to pull the plugs, do a compression test.
Compression test, okay.
Yeah. And look at the plugs and see if there's any oil on it. That'll tell you an awful lot, all right? See if the oil is clean. Have somebody listen to the motor. See if it sounds fine. I don't think you have an issue. I think because of highway mileage, those things will run very well.
Good, because it's only $2,500.
Wow.
Perfect.
For the whole motorhome?
Yeah. Do us a favor as well. You know, once this thing gets looked at, let us know how your marriage is doing afterwards.
Guys, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right.
I guess, you know, if he's in the doghouse, he can always sleep in the trailer.
Well,
the motorhome, eh?
The motor's under the doghouse.
you've almost turned into, like, Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening about your car. I'm like, that's an old vehicle, right?
Yeah, well, that's
probably a couple hundred thousand miles on it.
Yeah, but highway miles, they're easy. Okay, Bruce and Markham, hang on the phone. We're going to get to you after we sign off. I want to thank Fred DeFrancesco for joining us. As always, I always learn something when Freddie's on.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Steve, the audience, thank you.
There you go.
And Sebastian, thank you so much. Keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down, and we'll see you right back here. Actually, we'll hear you back here next week.
And next week, Jim Matthews from Lease Specials will be with us.
Yeah, check out our site, davescornergarage.com.
Go to Mexico.
We go to Mexico.
Yeah.
No. First we go for the chicken, and then we're going to show you your room.
All right, another one off the rails. Take us out, Al.
Hasta la vista, baby. We'll be back next week.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.